I have no goals. I don't have any goals right now. Welcome to the Fourth Dimensional Podcast. But I don't have any goals. 2 days ago, I rewatched Ocean Waves for the second time. And the first time, I liked it. I thought it was cool, and I thought it was even cooler for being a movie from the 80s and having this vibe, this aesthetic to it, and this look that was different than other Ghibli films. Because you know what a Ghibli film looks like. You see one Ghibli film, and then you see all the rest of them, they all look the fucking same, right? But this one was different. This was actually one of the first films ever by Ghibli. And this one had a different art style. It wasn't, unique, but it was different than what Ghibli is known for right now. The story is not that important. I'm not gonna spoil it for you guys. Long story short, it's a love story. That's all I gotta say. It's a love story. And I love love. I love love a lot. And it hit this time different than it hit the first time I watched the movie. And I don't know why, but it just hit different. Maybe because I was paying attention to way more things. Like I was watching the movie and I was hearing the music. I'm like, damn, this is a good score. Like this works perfectly with this song and like this scene right now. And then I'm trying to figure out an analysis or character study for Rikako because I didn't really understand what the fuck any of them niggas saw in her. It felt like a really sh she's she felt like a really shallow person to me. And I understood a lot more the second time I saw the movie. But I told you I'm not gonna spoil it. There were a lot of shots in the movie that was like, I guess iconic, memorable shots, shots you will see on an aesthetic anime, page or some shit, There's this one shot that was literally like my wallpaper for like 2 years when I was in high school. It was insane. But when the end of the movie came, there was this scene, and this might be a little spoilery, so skip like a minute. 3, 2, 1. There was this scene where the main character was looking at the building, and they were all grown up. It was the future, and they were looking at the building, and then it was zooming out, and this amazing song was playing, and then it would like cut from that and put in little stills of Rikako and just like all the memories they had together throughout, the whatchamacallit, and it would play like not voice memos, but like, little voice things that she said, all like all the memories he had with her, all the shit she said. It was everything like just cutting in and out, while this building was zooming back and the music was getting more and more like, And it got me. It got me. It got me crazy. And like, the difference between like a normal cry or like a barely crying, or it's just like your tears watering, I mean your eyes watering, and a nasty cry. My shit was like my throat, like my throat was like clenching up, bro. My snot was coming out. It was wild. But it was good. It was good. But I said that because after we were leaving. We were leaving and going to Chicago. I was in a different city, don't need to know where I was. But we were leaving and going to Chicago. It was only an hour there. And I was in the car waiting for my mom. She was still in the house doing shit. And I put on my headphones. And then I put on the OST for Ocean Waves. And I just broke the fuck down. On certain songs, I broke the fuck down. And then I wrote why I was feeling this way. And here it is. I went to my my journal and my notes app. And here it is. August 2nd. It's animation for a reason. Some things don't translate well into live action or real life. I just finished my second watch of Ocean Waves. It hit different this time. I believe because a humongous part of me wants that to be me. The emotion I get from it is multiplied. I have a habit of doing that, but I only but only with love shit. You know, Toradora, We Are Who We Are, Howl's Moving Castle. I always put myself in those movies, and then I get sad when the movie's nearing the end, and I remember that it's just a movie. I'm sad right now. Even though I had a good morning, I drank the other half of my pre-workout, then went with my mom to a park in the city and ran 1.5 miles, came home and took my hair growth supplements for my breakfast. Even though yesterday I did my first big workout in what feels like forever, then made salmon, then a random guy helped me get a prize ride in GTA Online Tuners DLC. Even though I just got an Xbox Series S and internet just to myself, I feel like shit right now. I know exactly why as well. No buts, no ands. I made 6 albums in 7 months. Now I want to die. I know saying that is hyperbolic given that I stopped smoking cigarettes, but I, right now, feel fucking horrible. I want to go in my room, close the blinds, and go to sleep. And that was it. That's all I wrote. I was going to write more, but I don't know. I just wanted to listen to the music. I just wanted to cry. I was literally hiding the shit from my mom. I had my head turned, my seat leaned back, had my hood on, you know, closed up tight. Fucking had my headphones on. Eyes were just closed shut. Tears fucking flying down my eyes. I'm crying. I can't wipe this shit because my mom will see. I can't make any noise either. I'm just sitting there fucking bawling. Eyes are closed. I'm trying to keep the tears in, but they keep coming out. Thing is, we didn't even go straight home. We went to my school. My upcoming college that I'm trying to go to. And I hit it well. When we got out, I pour, you know, got my water bottle, pour some water on my hands, wash my face, you know. I felt better. I didn't feel good. I felt better when I was outside, walking to the school, the sun beaming. I had my hoodie off, I tied it around my waist, had my head up, had my hands over my head like Naruto. And I was just, I don't know, I felt good. I felt like I was in nature. I didn't feel happy. I just felt, I don't know, refreshed, rejuvenated. I don't know. When I got back in the car after we got done doing what we was doing, I was tired. There's no other way to explain it. I was just fucking tired. I went to sleep. And I didn't go to sleep. I just closed my eyes. I couldn't really go to sleep because the house was literally like, you know, 10 minutes away. But you know, that was a day. I don't know what the fuck I did when I got home. But the next day, which is August 3rd, which was yesterday, my router came in, the modem. Is a router and modem the same thing? I've been calling the router this whole time because, what the fuck else is it? I've heard everyone else call it a router. If I don't have a router, then what the fuck do I have? It's not internet, is it? It might be a modem. I don't know. I'm gonna call it a modem. I got my modem. Hey, wanna know the funniest thing? I got my shit from AT&T. I got my AT&T modem. We got internet. We have AT&T fiber 300, which is 300 megabits per second. And then, like, cause we have Wi-Fi right now, but it's bad. That's why we got new Wi-Fi. Well, we didn't get new Wi-Fi. We just, well, we did, but it's not a replacement. It's just for me. It's not a replacement to the old Wi-Fi. They can use, everybody else in the house can use the old Wi-Fi because, it'll be better for them. My games and my shit, they take a lot of stuff up. And there are other people here, so it'll work better for them now that I have my own Wi-Fi. So it's 300 megabits per second. I heard that was good because how many? Seven? How many, wait, hold on. 8 megabits is 1 megabyte. So if we have 300 megabits, it's a lot of megabytes. Meaning, downloading something like Celeste, which is I think a gigabyte, will be like that at 300 megabits per second. And even better when you think about like the internet that we have now. Right now we pay, well, my aunt pays $60 for cable and 400 megabits per second with Xfinity. But for some reason, it's ass. I just think that because, there are so many people using it at the same time. Because when I'm closest to it, and, when no one's here, it works good. But just imagine all of the power, 300 megabits per second, Ethernet straight in my console. That's fucking insane. And plus there's four Ethernet ports, bro. One in the PS5, one in the Series S. I guess one in the TV. I don't know. I don't know if it needs that. We'll see. And then one in the Switch. Nope, we can't do that because the Switch is fucking stupid. But we'll leave one open and I don't know how it's gonna work because one time I went to somebody's house and they had AT&T internet, and I moved the Ethernet cord from their shit straight to my console. Oh, nigga, that's not a router, is it? I think we plug the Ethernet cord into the router, and then the router goes out to everything. I believe. I could be wrong. Anyway. Look, that's not what it's about. Wow. So, I started the 2021 journal on January 3rd. And usually, like just looking at my 2020 journal, it was, look, January 1st. Then the next entry was January 13th. Then the next entry was January 24th. Then next was January 27th. Then February 19th, then February 22nd, then May 25th, then July 8th, then July 28th. You see how it's kind of spacing out more? It's spacing out more and more. Now, in the 2021 journal, I only have three entries: January 14th, February 10th, and now August 2nd. I missed so much time. Right now, I'm thinking about just writing a little bit more of context in the beginning and then just dropping my journal as a book before I lose any more of it. Because I have a journal right now that I've been writing in since October of 2018 and stopped writing in it in the end of 2019. And I can't get into it because I added a password and I forgot the shit. I'm very tempted to delete the motherfucker, but you know, it's fucking wild, isn't it? I have no fucking goals, guys. You heard it, right? In the beginning, I have no goals. I don't know what I want to do in my life. I rewatched Amanda Mariana's video on it. Or that's not her name, Kai Foster. I rewatched Kai Foster's video on it. And then I watched Jordan Peterson's video on it. Jordan Peterson's didn't make sense. And I'm not dumb either. It didn't make that much sense to me. But Kai Foster's, what did I get from it? What I got from that is that if I truly have nothing to do, then get online and talk about how you have nothing to do and make it creative. Create content, create art. Fuck content, create art. So I still have no idea what I want to do. I think I'm gonna still live life. No. I have to make a fucking goal. You know what my goal is? Get this fucking server box up. I forgot to mention it, but I'm not using the internet right now. My internet right now. I'm not using that because I don't have a service box. They gave me everything I needed. You know, the modem, the Ethernet cable, the red Ethernet cable that connects to the service box, and the power cord for the service box. But I don't have the service box. So that's coming Friday. Honestly, just make little goals and be proud of that shit. And then see what happens when you're done with that. I'm too busy thinking about the future right now. I have shit to tend to right now. You know? Like, I gotta do my fucking placement test and then pick my classes. I'm literally on the last act of Call Me By Your Name, the book. I'm taking hair growth pills and exercising hard, you know? I'm doing fucking DoorDash. Just got $20 from DoorDash. And then I spent it all literally on fucking V-Bucks so I can party Ariana Grande on. You know? Fashion. I like fashion. How about I start like doing like experimenting with fashion? What happened to the fucking uniform thing I was doing? I just forgot about that once I bought those New Balances. How about I make a uniform? How about I do like minimalism challenges? You know how to like the suitcase challenge, where you put shit in your suitcase and just wear that the whole week. Do stuff like that. Go out and skate. You know, make a goal to like I did in high school. Back in high school, like literally the way I started journaling was to track how many people I talked to a day because I was such a fucking loser. I didn't talk to anybody. I think it was the start of junior year, and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna live like this. I'm gonna start talking to people and getting out there. And it didn't happen automatic, like it didn't happen like immediately. But that did pay off. It paid off came senior year, where I had a fuck ton of friends, a fuck ton relative to every other year. And, you know, I was so fucking happy. I had a table of friends to sit with. There was at least two people on every fucking period I talked to, and it was amazing. Literally, I can still remember it to this day. How many friends I had in every period. Nigga, I made two, I mean new friends in periods. I didn't have any, and it was amazing, dude. Like, there was this one class I had, third period. Only friend in that class, was called him Jake. And then he introduced me to his friends, and I made friends like that. And then, like, a semester in, they moved me. They changed the period to seven period. I mean, eight period. Eight period? Seven or eight period. So it was all new people. Literally just made new fucking friends. And it was awesome. I was so happy. Why can't I do that again? But I'm gonna make goals. Because I believe that once I make goals, it will distract me from the shit I deal with on a daily basis, which is I suck, I hate myself, I want to die, I don't know what to do about it. It will distract me. So I think these, and also, I think I should just like go all in on these goals. You know what I mean? Meaning like I should only focus 100% on these goals and nothing else until I complete the goal. Like, wouldn't that be cool? For example, I made six albums in 7 months, you know? Now, I don't want to see or hear from my music ever again. You know? I don't, you know, get the fuck out of here. I'm done. I'm so tired. I'm done with that shit. I don't want to make music anymore until I'm inspired again. Because what I did was a feat. Almost every album was a different theme and tone and vibe. Like, man, let me go to my shit real quick. I know I keep talking about. So, when you go to Yek, blah, when you go to Xlert, you see, damn, faggot got 50 views. I'm so sorry I said that word. That's just the name of the track I made. I don't know why. I don't know why I did it. I think, so, okay. I did it because the what's that song? The song I got, the instrumental, it was a Frank Ocean type beat. And then I started the song off with like a sample of X on an interview talking about how he beat up a gay dude. And he was saying the word. I didn't put that shit in there. What I put in there, like specifically, was him starting to talk about it, and then Adam being like, so when you say the F word, you don't mean like in a negative way. And he's like, no. If you want to be whatever, do you. That's not what I mean. I have no hate for the gays or any of that. And then it cuts. Then the song starts. But anyway, when you go on Jan, the theme is, I wrote it right here. I bleached my hair for every time I could have died. The theme was, I'm stuck in my head. And I'm very fucked up. This is just the shit in my head. Alternative title for this, I say this so many times, the alternative title for this is Bumblebee. Because this entire album, I didn't say a single word. It was all just like different samples and snippets from other shit to portray how I feel. Of what the theme of the song is. And I thought it was amazing. Like, just a little example was I got the instrumental for I'm Sorry by Amir Van, but the hidden theme behind it was that it's not because of Amir Van, it's because of me. One of my favorite songs and one of my realest songs that I ever made is I'm Sorry Rendition. And it's a rendition of I'm Sorry by Amir Van. And I think that that song is very real and very honest because I'm saying shit like, I know one day I'll die alone, But that's okay. I know that there'll be better days, and if it's not, I'll be okay. I've been alone, lost up in this head of mine. I write to keep the pain inside. I don't know if it's me or just reality. I can't decide. Feel like I am past my prime, though I'm only 17. I talk to my younger self, so there's something you're not telling me. You know what I mean? Shit like that. So the song is, it's that instrumental, and then it plays, and then it cuts off, and then you hear. Then it plays again, cuts off, psst, 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 psst. Plays again, cuts off, and then it keeps doing it and doing it until it just like breaks. And there's like it hits this one like dun 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 dun, and it keeps replaying like dun 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 dun, and then Hanatarash fades in and he's yelling and screaming, and there should be like screams of pain and shit, you know, shit like that, you know. And then all of it cuts, and then it plays a scene from BoJack Horseman, specifically the scene where Sarah Lynn dies. And I'm sorry I spoiled. You should already watch the fucking show. It ended last year. And then, you know, he's saying, you know, it's a very sad moment for me. I don't want to talk about much music anymore. I'm tired. That's it. I'm gonna work on my goals. My goals is to make $50 a month. $50, fuck, $50 a month? $50 a week. I want to make $50 a week. I made $20 in 2 days. Just imagine if I just go out one day. If I just go out one good day and spend all of my time working on DoorDash, I will get $50. Because I know I will. Nigga, I was out there for 2 hours on Monday and made, I think, $15, $16, and then did one order on Wednesday or some shit and made, you know, a little $5, and that was $21 right there. Nigga, I swear I did like five orders that entire week. So if I go out one day, just one day, one day. I don't know how many hours niggas work on a normal day. 8 hours. Just I go out 8 hours, 9 to 5. I'm making $50. But yeah, that should be my goal. Because right now, the biggest goal I have right now, other than making friends and love and yada yada, is getting the fuck out this house. And I don't just mean walking outside. I mean getting my own place to live and being independent so I can show everyone that I can do this. Right now, my living situation, it's fine, there's nothing wrong. But the examples I'm being shown, if I was a younger, more naive child who looked up to my parents and my authority figures and, you know, thought they knew all, then right now, I would be a deadbeat. I would still be a deadbeat. I was a deadbeat last year. Oh, I worked last year. I was not a fucking deadbeat, but I would be a deadbeat. It's just the examples I'm being shown by my supposed role models aren't doing what they're not good role models. So I have to go out here and I feel like not help these niggas out, but just show them that it's possible. Just show them that it's possible. I never talked to my mom about things like my future and stuff. Well, I did, but I never asked her what she thinks of me and my future. But I know she's working hard to get me the fuck out of here. And part of me doesn't want that. I don't want her help. I think she thinks that deep down, I might never amount to anything just because I seem so lazy. I am lazy. I am lazy. And it's not her fault. I know she thinks she spoiled me because, you know, I literally have two of the newest consoles out. But I'm not spoiled. Turn into a positive, you know? She didn't just go to the store and get this shit for me. I worked my ass off to find these consoles. You know how fucking hard it was to get this PS5? I got this on launch day, November 12th. I bought it that night, dude. Walmart had four drops. I missed the first two. And not meaning like not missed like I wasn't there. I was there, but I didn't get it the first two. And then on the third one, Amazon dropped the same time as Walmart, but they didn't announce it. So I knew everybody was going to. I keep telling this story. Let me stop. Look, just know I worked my ass off to get this. You know? Something that I work hard for. Like, these New Balances, they weren't hard to get. But I sold a Kinect for $50. I'm proud of myself for that. Let's look at the positives. Stop looking at the negatives, nigga. Stop looking at the negatives. You know? I said I just wanted to try cigarettes. And then I kind of semi got addicted a little bit. And then I stopped. I stopped. I believe the last day I had it was in the music video I made, which I made a cool ass music video for a song, and then I made a whole story. I made another album. I made six albums. I have three vinyl and put them on my wall. I have an Audio-Technica LP60. Like, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. I'm spoiled, but look at some of the shit I have, dude. Like, I'm proud of the things I did. Like, I have an extra skate deck. Just an extra one. For free. Just because I went out there that day. I was at the right place at the right time. You know? This Kanye hoodie. I didn't know how I felt, you know, it was gonna be when I got it. I was honestly just getting it because it was Kanye. But that hoodie is amazing. It's my favorite piece in the entire closet. Right now, I feel inspired because I keep telling myself good things. This is what I needed. Like, I'm literally about to go and get this Kinect out of my mother's room. It's not even in her room. I have an extra one. I have two Kinects. I'm about to sell this Kinect right now. Because who the fuck needs it? You know what I'm saying? I don't need it. I have an OG Xbox One Day One Edition black box. I can sell that without the power cable. I can either get the power cable for like $30, or I can sell it without the power cable for $100. I have a PS2. I like my PS2, but I could sell it. I have a broken GameCube. I like my GameCube, but I can sell it. I can sell it. I have Smash Melee. That game is hard to come by. I can sell it. I can sell Super Mario 3D All-Stars. I have normal Mario 3D All-Stars on Wii, and I don't have a fucking Wii. I can sell my Wii games. But I'm just proud of the shit I done. I have a canvas painting above my headboard. I'm proud of that. It's a flower. It's a flower because of the fourth dimension. On May 4th or May 6th, I went to the fourth dimension. And I saw flowers everywhere. So I drew two flowers on my wall. I painted a flower, and then I put a flower on my arm. It's a tattoo. I can finish this tattoo tonight. You know? Or I can grind out Final Fantasy VII Remake and have good times. Or I can read the last part of this book. I'm not going to finish it all tonight because it's 250 pages. Like I'm doing really good with my caloric intake right now. I'm eating good, eating healthy. I'm working my ass off. I'm working out. Yes, I just hit an L today because I just wasted all of the money I made last week. But look, if I get it back, if I get it back, is it that big of a deal? I can get it back tomorrow. Like, just tomorrow, I can get it back. By the end of the day, tomorrow, I can have it all back. Be fucking proud. And then when I'm done with my day at maybe 5 p.m., I can just go to the skate park and chill. I can go and get some hair dye and bleach my eyebrows. You know? I have a piercing gun. I just have it. I can, you know? I'm just happy. I'm happy. This just made me happy. And it's insane because I started the day off sad as fuck. But, you know, after I called AT&T and told them that I have no service box, and they was like, all right, well, we'll get you a service box. After I had my pre-workout and was literally getting jitters everywhere, fucking literally shaking in my body, did my workout, and then was like, you know what, I want to do more, went downstairs and ran a fucking mile. And I didn't run in 10 minutes. I wanted to run in 10 minutes, but I beat it in 11 minutes. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do one more song. And I ran to Rockin' Roll, 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 Roll. You know what I mean? Then I ate some chicken breast with a salad with some grapes. Then while watching Dante. And then I played a little bit of GTA. Listened to a little podcast. Saw Ariana Grande in Fortnite. Won my first game with Ariana Grande in Fortnite. First game of the day. And now I'm doing this. And who fucking knows? I might watch the Britney Spears documentary today, tonight. I might do my tattoo tonight. I might play Final Fantasy VII Remake tonight. I might watch Kageki Shoujo tonight because I was supposed to watch that. You see how I didn't put in there that I beat my dick? Because I did do that today. But I didn't put that in there. It just wasn't in my mind until now. I just wasn't thinking about it. Because I deleted Instagram. I deleted it. I deleted Instagram. And I deleted all the fucking bookmarks that I had saved on Safari. Weirdo. I'm done. I'm done with that shit. I'm so done. I got goals now. I'm not a no-fapper. I'm not. But I'm just done with that shit. I still have a pack of cigarettes and hidden in my room. I know where it's at. But like I said, I haven't took that shit since I started working on my last album, which is done and dropped. I dropped it June. I dropped it that Friday that Kanye was supposed to drop Donda. 23rd maybe, you know? Also, I have Donda in my phone. Like, I'm happy. What am I mad at? What am I mad at? Seriously. Let's just work. Let's just work. This was very therapeutic. This was very fucking therapeutic. This really helped me a lot. Like, I'm actually very, I'm inspired as fuck. Man. Yo, this is season four. This is season four. I might not be on here as much as I want to be, but at least I'm fucking here. You know what I'm saying? I'll see you guys later.